Mixed-use developments are popping up all around Atlanta, but some in-town neighbors are perplexed by the kinds of businesses moving in. WABE's Stephanie Stokes takes a look.
A big sign with shiny white letters recently went up along Atlanta's Moreland Avenue.
It's a shame.
Janine Brown lives in the neighborhood, Reynoldstown, and when she saw what the sign was for, she was not excited.
Well, what we have is a mattress firm literally across the street from another mattress firm.
The mattress chain already has a store on the other side of Moreland. In this retail space, under brand new apartments, Brown hoped for a neighborhood spot.
We don't have a nice little restaurant. We don't have anything really different than what we already had in the neighborhood.
She says instead they have two mattress stores. Mattress firm and the developer didn't respond to requests for comment. But others in the industry say filling retail spaces often comes down to money. Patty Perlberg is a partner at Coro Real Estate in Atlanta. She says, sure, people want mom-and-pop stores, but don't realize they can be risky.
Oftentimes, they don't have the financial wherewithal to make it long-term. And nobody wants to put someone in and have them be unsuccessful.
Especially the investors who back developments. Vantage Realty's Chris Carter says banks want to see businesses with great credit.
They really don't care if it's an IHOP or a Verizon. They just care about, is that tenant going to be there the 10 years that they've signed on the lease for? That's why you keep seeing a bunch of strip centers come in that maybe don't quite fit in with the neighborhood.
Carter says he prefers local tenants in his Atlanta projects. But ultimately, the system can point developers in the opposite direction. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.